Chris Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. It helps you bounce back stronger, faster, better. Fuel your drive. Rehydrate, recharge, and reclaim your day. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. No winner or loser in Lungu Barrio Court ruling tomorrow, says Attorney General. ECZ dismisses allegations of bias in biometric voter registration procurement. In international news, tears and outrage in South Africa's accused in pig farm murder walks free.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugimati Motijilalam. Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha says there will be no winner or loser in the ruling by the Pretoria High Court on the burial site of former President Edgar Lungu, but rather a determination on what is best under the circumstances. The Pretoria High Court is expected to deliver its judgment tomorrow at 11:30 hours, bringing to a close a prolonged legal dispute that has left Mr. Lungu's body unburied for nearly 2 months. The Zambian government is seeking to bring back the late president's remains for a state funeral in accordance with the national law. However, his widow Esther Lungu and family have opposed the move, arguing that Mr. Lungu wished to be buried in South Africa, having reportedly expressed that he did not want President Hakainde Hichilema to attend his funeral. Speaking during a press briefing in Pretoria, Mr. Kabesha emphasized that what matters most is ensuring a dignified and respectful burial for the late president. The Zambian government maintains that Mr. Lungu should be buried at Embassy Park in Lusaka alongside other former presidents. However, Mr. Kabesha said the government will respect the court's decision, even if it permits burial in South Africa in line with the family's preference. Mr. Kabesha stressed the need for unity and peace, regardless of the court's decision, saying the matter should not divide the nation.
What is being looked at the end of the day, whatever happens tomorrow, at the end of the day, are we going to give President Lungu a decent value? That is what our concentration will be. At the end of the day, tomorrow, when the judgment is given, I don't think there will be a winner and a loser, but the court will just be giving us what is the best, and I believe the court has looked at the evidence before, for which it was on record, and the court is equal to the task to look at what is the best for both parties.
Nitrogen Chemicals of Zambia says it plans to increase fertilizer production following the expansion of its manufacturing plant at a cost of $6.8 million. Company Public Relations Manager Chapu Katongo says the expansion will significantly boost output to meet growing domestic demand. Mr. Katongo revealed that the increased capacity will also enable the company to start exporting fertilizer within the next 2 years. He has described this development as an opportunity to strengthen Zambia's position in regional agricultural markets. The company expects that higher fertilizer production will support local farmers and contribute to improved food security.
No, brought on board as NCZ in terms of injecting into our operations. This is a plant that came at a cost of over $6.8 million, and this is because we want to help to bring fertilizer sufficiency in this country, because previously, especially as we got independence, it was very difficult for us to really grow as a country in terms of food security, and so we were importing a lot of these materials or inputs from outside, but now we are producing from within. And now what you're saying is, with this injection of this plant, we are going to even make sure that there is sufficiency of fertilizer within our borders, but also we are looking at the outside market to increase supply to the outside market to bring in that much needed revenue.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ has dismissed claims that it is working to undermine the credibility of the 2026 general election to favor the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the commission has no such intention and remains committed to delivering transparent and credible elections. Mr. Kasaro has also refuted concerns raised by Transparency International Zambia TIZ regarding alleged irregularities in the ongoing procurement of biometric voter registration equipment and software, describing the claims as unfounded. TIZ had expressed concern over reported abnormalities in the procurement process for the BVR system, which will be used in the 2026 polls. However, Mr. Kasaro emphasized that the ECZ has strictly followed laid down procedure in the procurement process. He has assured the public that the commission will soon convene a stakeholder engagement meeting to address concerns and reaffirm its commitment to transparency and electoral integrity.
I think it is critical for the commission to lay out the background and processes that have been undertaken this far, especially that we are giving this response to refute the allegations from TIZ that that there were irregularities in this procurement process, and also to indicate that no bidder was disadvantaged, that the process was conducted as outlined.
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, has raised concern over the growing exodus of skilled labor from Zambia's mining sector, attributing it to poor working conditions. NUMAO President Sosa Mujika has revealed that a number of skilled Zambian mine workers are leaving the country in search of better opportunities abroad, particularly in countries like Saudi Arabia. Mr. Semunjika has stressed the urgent need for mining companies in Zambia to improve conditions of service in order to remain competitive on the international labor market. He has warned that the continued loss of skilled personnel could negatively affect the long-term sustainability of the mining sector. Mr. Samjika has further noted that with increased investment in the industry, it is crucial to prioritize the welfare of workers to ensure the retention of vital expertise in the sector.
That we are losing trained workforce going to other countries like Saudi Arabia, Canada, and so on. So if we can improve conditions of safety here, then the qualified manpower will definitely stay in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, willingness it's not easy there. You know, they want to make money and save where they can save, but they have no choice because we have agreements that needs to be attended to. When it expires, we need to renew that agreement. So they have no choice. They always wait for 3 months before the expiry.
And now, business news.
The Crushers and Edible Refiners Association has urged the government to introduce incentives for various sectors to address the escalating cost of production. Sidora Chief Executive Officer Aubrey Jibumba has highlighted the need for the government to support and enable producers to manufacture and import raw materials at lower cost amid the current challenging business environment. Dr. Jibumba has emphasized that reducing production costs is critical to stabilizing the fluctuating prices of commodities in the local market, which is becoming increasingly unsustainable. He has warned that without urgent intervention, the market risks collapse due to high production expenses. Dr. Jibumba has called on the government to engage the private sector stakeholders promptly to explore effective ways to implement these measures.
I think a lot of people in the private sector have expressed concerns that economic growth is too slow. Personally, I think that the monetary and fiscal policy is wrong, because you cannot have a monetary and fiscal policy